Streaming down the Yangtze River.
Streaming down the Yangtze teams in Shanghai, home of China's first free trade zone. As a major shipping and trading city, Shanghai grew in importance in the 19th century due to imports, exports, and recognition of its economic potential. The municipality is located in the heart of the Yangtze River Delta, where the river flows into the East China Sea. And for more on the Shanghai and its free trade zone, we're now joined on the line with CRI's Min Ray, who earlier found some new changes in the city. Good morning.
Morning, Shane.
So first of all, please tell us more about Shanghai, the Yangtze River Delta, and the outlook of that area.
So the Yangtze River Delta is literally a triangle-shaped metropolitan region. And generally, it is comprised by Shanghai, the southern part of Jiangsu Province, and the northern part of Zhejiang Province. According to official data, the area is home to over 115 million people as of 2013. One thing that you should be aware of is that the Yangtze River Delta Economic Zone is of great importance to the Chinese economy. It accounts for 20% of China's total GDP and is responsible for one-third of the country's imports and exports.
Okay, well, you visited the free trade zone in the city. What is new there now?
Yes, the Shanghai Free Trade Zone, or for short we call it FTZ, was first launched 5 years ago. The area is designated to respond to new challenges posed by new situations. Here, everyone, including businessmen and government officials, working together to explore new paths and accumulate good experience for all-round reform and opening up. Later on, a dozen of FTZs were introduced to more inland areas like Henan, Hubei, Shanxi, and Chongqing. In 2014, I visited the Shanghai FTZ when it had its one-year anniversary. Many firms were listed here, but the trade volume was not very big compared to the overall volume. But now new business models have taken shape, maturing and improving with the potential preferential policies. Many foreign firms have also found its ground and started to benefit, especially in the culture and art sector. Earlier, I talked to the Shanghai FTZ International Culture Investment and Development General Manager Assistant Wang Jiamin. He said the trade on culture products was only one way in the past, with foreign paintings and items coming in. But now it's a two-way trade, and the company has upgraded all types of services to cope with the rising demand. The firm also plans to open a new inbound service center with the high international security standards at the end of this year, and it will be an important hub for cultural exchanges and art trade between East and West, and a new landmark here.
Well, Min Ray, let's put the trade issue behind us for a moment and talk about the weather, because a typhoon's hitting the area. So what's the latest news on that?
Yeah, so the Typhoon Yagi is this year's 14th typhoon, which made landfall at around 11:30 yesterday in Wenlin County, in the evening in Wenlin County in East China's Zhejiang Province. And by Sunday afternoon, some 200,000 people in 10 cities, including Taizhou, Zhoushan, and Wenzhou, have been evacuated. Thousands of shipping boats and vessels have taken shelter, and China's National Observatory on Sunday upgraded the alert for typhoon for blue to yellow, as it has a strong presence and might cause damage in this area. In Shanghai, because I was here, I am here. The local authorities have ordered relevant offices to prepare for possible disasters and local residents to stay indoors until the typhoon passes. When finishing the interview yesterday around midday, I was also called in a big downpour with thunders and lightning. Even though I was with an umbrella, I was wet from head to toe. I also heard the Yagi will weaken today after making landfall and continue to move northwest, inland. So actually, I think that was the good news. Shane?
All right, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI's Min Ray with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team in Shanghai.